I spent 2 years limping around with a broken sesamoid bone in my right foot before surgery became an option. There's no question about when I broke it. I remember it happened during a ruck march with my Reserve Officers Training Corps ROTC Battalion at Eastern Illinois University, EIU, in April 2003. In the early morning hours, in the darkness before dawn, my fellow cadets and I dressed in our BDUs, donned our loaded rucksacks, and began marching through the streets. Midway through the march, I felt a searing pain in my foot, but I forced myself to ignore it. This was supposed to be a warm-up before we loaded the buses for a 3-day field training exercise, FTX, and I wasn't going to miss it. Determined to not fall into any stereotypes about women in the military, I didn't want to show any sign of pain or weakness. So I bit my lip, didn't remove my boot for 3 days, and experienced what it meant to put your head down and drive on. When I returned to my dorm room on the Sunday evening following the end of our FTX, I finally removed my boot, stepped into the shower, and looked down. My foot was twice its normal size and completely black and blue. I didn't know it at the time, but when I slid my feet into slippers the next morning to visit the school's health center, it would be the first of many times that I would go on to be misdiagnosed and then dismissed. When the health center took an x-ray of my foot, the staff didn't see anything that would cause my pain. They assumed I had a hairline fracture on one of the metatarsal bones that was too small to be seen and sent me home with over-the-counter pain relievers. As the years dragged on, I was frustrated that my doctors weren't doing more. I kept explaining how much it hurt and how badly I needed help, but their expressions told me they didn't believe me. After all, I did walk into the clinic and smile when I greeted them,